Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6 September 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, wherever you're around the country, around the world, and I do mean that. If you're listening to the rebroadcast, many of you are over the weekend, especially up the north on the northwest borders. We appreciate y'all joining us on your weekend times. Thank you for taking time, no matter where you are. Where you're from, around the world, wherever, thank you for taking time to join this old hillbilly preacher as he tries to bring news to you and information to you and scripture to you and gospel to you as much as possible and try to make some sense out of this insanity that's in this world today. You know, folks, it's all explained in Psalms 9:17. You know, people that forget God are turned into hell, and I think that's pretty well explains it. Deuteronomy 28:28 said, I'll smite them with madness. I believe we see what's happened to a country that's turning back on God. Tonight's guest we'll bring up in a minute is going to discuss some things about convenient ways to kill unborn babies. You know, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, I think around verse 35, 36, it says something to quote, those who hate me love death. It seems that nations in the world, David, especially America, has got all of a sudden come up with a taste for killing innocent people. I that sounds harsh. Well, we slaughtered already between 75, 80 million unborn babies. Who knows how many that we don't even know about? Millions more, I'm sure. And this is fulfilling scripture that those who hate God love death. And America has turned into a death culture. Before we go to that, though, don't forget tomorrow's Thursday. If everything goes the way expect for it to, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. It's our time to chat a while. If you want to call and say hi to us, we would love to hear from you. And I do mean that. Seriously, folks. Now, I may be a little busy. Maybe can't talk to you for a long time. But it's good to hear your voices. And I mean that. Some of y'all have been calling for years just to say hello. And I do appreciate it very much. I truly, truly do. Of course, you can place orders tomorrow. Give donations, whatever you want to do tomorrow. Chris will be here hopefully in the morning. Everything goes the way we plan to take care of the office for us. Get everything out of here that needs to be shipped out. So you call us tomorrow. At 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, please call our toll number. It does save us, folks, quite a bit of money a month if you call the toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Then please feel free to call. Of course, our specials this month so far are going to be all six books I've written. Now, I'm working on a seventh one right now. I got a ways to go yet, folks. It takes time to write. It really does, especially when I don't get it just dumped on me like some people. I don't have that kind of talent. I have to wait till the Holy Spirit says write, then I'll write. But nonetheless, all six of them. Three of them, of course, are one book. Three volumes of the words of wisdom and instruction from God's Word, all in one book. Then a book entitled Blow the Trumpet in Zion. Death Mask on America, and This Far No Further. All of them for $42.95, and that includes shipping. If you like to have them, and in my opinion, I say this very humbly before God, it's nothing to praise me. Please believe that. I think they're books everyone should read. Everyone, even Christians have been on the way for years and years, but especially new Christians that want the solid Word of God and historical facts presented in a way they understand it. They're available. I made great gifts for birthdays, whatever you want to do. $42.95 will get right to your door, okay? So please feel free to call us and ask for them. And the book, Blow the Trumpet and Zion, we got the master copy kind of marked up some, but you can read it. It's underlined in places. I'm going to try to get that fixed as soon as possible. Nonetheless, Blow the Trumpet and Zion, if you get a copy of that, and see, it's been underlined in places. Just somebody read it and marked it up in the master copy. I don't know how that happened, but it did. We'll get it fixed ASAP, I promise. Now, our guest tonight, a lady named Katie Daniel. I'm talking on her phone. She's really a sweetheart, kind-hearted, generous individual. We're going to discuss what has been called the abortion kill pill. Now, we had a lady on a couple months ago, Mary Owens. I'm sorry. We had a lady on, I forgot, Dr. Ingrid Scop was on with us talking about this issue. And we see what's happened since then. The courts have kind of upheld our desire to really get ourselves rid of this murder appeal, but now it goes before the Supreme Court, and we're going to catch up with this tonight and see what's going on. And folks, please understand, the Bible said it very clearly: those who hate him love death. Why else would any woman take a pill to kill a baby in her womb, an innocent child? But anyway, Katie, are you there?
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, darling, much more than welcome. Tell the folks a little bit about Katie Daniel. Who are you, and what do you do, and how did you get involved in this?
So, for my day job, I'm the state policy director for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, and what that means is I get to travel around the country, work with state lawmakers, and pass pro-life, life-saving laws. So, we've been very busy in the last year since the Dobbs decision in June of 2022. Getting laws that have been passed before in effect, passing new laws. So we were just thrilled to work with so many of the lawmakers in West Virginia on the special session last year, get that law in effect. Here in Florida, where I live, getting our heartbeat law up and running, and we'll be praying for the Florida Supreme Court that's going to hear arguments on that. And on the 15-week law later this week on Friday. So just really getting to think about this issue, talk about this issue, get lawmakers to understand why, of all the things they have to think about when they go into the session, these babies and their moms and their families really, really matter. So I live in Tampa, Florida, with my husband, who's also an attorney. So we met in law school and both use our degrees for very different things. But I feel so fortunate to get to work on this issue and help pass laws that are literally saving lives. So excited to talk to you about what's going on in the courts and how everybody can get involved in this. You don't have to do this professionally to play an important role in helping moms and babies.
Well, now, so what got you, I mean, how'd you get involved? What led you in this direction?
You know, I have always felt like I was pro-life, learned about it in church. I've got a family member with a very rare heart condition. The kind of thing that now the survival rate's very high. It wasn't when he was born. But now a doctor is most likely going to tell mom and dad, you should abort your baby because they're going to need a bunch of surgeries. They're going to have a hard life. And so to me, it's always been personal that when we see that on the table, when we see it as acceptable and moral in our society, and unfortunately there's a lot of people who think that way, and getting it out of our laws is a huge first step to changing their minds. But that's always been personal. And you know what? When I read these cases, when I read Roe v. Wade in law school, I said, this does not make sense. There is no sense made here. These judges are drawing lines where they decided to put them, not because there's a moral anchor, not because there's a historical anchor. But I think when you really dig into the foundation that abortion on demand is built on, it crumbles. It's built on sand. And so I think, you know, for me, I went from seeing this as a moral and religious issue to a very important, if not the most important, political issue in our country. And so very glad to get to do this work full time.
And you've been doing it how long now?
I've been working in the pro-life movement for about 5 years, and I've been with Susan B. Anthony for a year and a half.
And you actually enjoy going around all the country talking to politicians?
Well, I get to talk to them about something that really matters. So maybe I wouldn't like it as much if I was lobbying for, I don't know, trucks or Coke or something that wasn't as meaningful.
Well, how are you generally received by these people?
You know, there are so many awesome pro-life lawmakers around the country, and I think as much as we sometimes feel frustration in Washington, there are a lot of state officials who wake up in the morning because of this issue. They ran for office in the first place because they wanted to pass pro-life laws, and so we love working with them. You know, at the same time, I have traveled to places like California and Colorado, where I get a pretty hostile reception and not so well received. So we've got more work to do there.
Well, now, when you say get a hostile reception, is that from the politicians or the people around them?
From the politicians. If you go into these hearings, you'll see hundreds. It is God-fearing, church-going, pro-life people who come and show up in those hearings, but the politicians just are deaf to what they have to say.
Wow. You know, that's really hard to believe that people could be that callous. But we know it is. We know. I mean, how else could you explain a so-called doctor ripping a child apart in the womb and throwing the pieces in a trash can? How would you say that other than being callous and probably being given a reprobate mind? How else could you do that? How would you sleep yourself at night? I mean, that's amazing.
That's why they have to use euphemisms. They have to hide the truth. Like, even words, you know, they won't say baby. So I heard a lawmaker in Kentucky, we did a TV program together, and over the opponent on this debate kept saying, fetus, fetus, fetus. And finally, this lawmaker said, fetus is Latin for baby. Say what you mean.
Amen.
It's like,
amen.
They have to use these words that sound less like a human being, even though that's what it means. It's just a different language. And that's, you know, the way I think that sometimes people trick themselves. It's also the way they try to trick other people.
Well, that's why they use the word abortion instead of murder. It is murder. You know, you're aborting a life, but you're murdering that life. That's how you abort it. And people have a hard time accepting that, Katie, but it's the truth. I mean, I don't use the word abortion when I describe murdering a child. No more than use the word gay when I talk about a homosexual. Gay means happy. I'm a gay individual. I'm happy. I like serving the Lord, but I'm not a sexual deviant. So these are things people, they confuse the language to get us to soften our ways and our attitude towards these things. And when you do it long enough, people start to ignore it. I mean, it doesn't mean what it did before. I mean, all right, so we have an abortion. What's it really mean? Who thinks about that anymore? I mean, who really puts in their mind, other than groups like you, who puts in their mind that that's a dead child somewhere now? That make sense to you?
Yeah, it's something that a lot more women are going to be confronted with now that we've got these pills coming in the mail. Now that she is delivering her baby in her home, usually in the toilet or the bathtub, and I won't get too graphic. I know it's a family program, but that is the reality of the system that the Biden administration has set up, is that she can't ignore what's happening. She sees it. She has to bury her child or flush her child. Like, she has to figure out what to do. And one of the consequences of that we're seeing is that counselors report that women's grief is much stronger. It comes faster. They are immediately reacting to what they're seeing in a really tragic way. And so we want to, of course, pass these good laws, but we also want to educate families and individuals so that fewer women are hurt, both physically and emotionally and spiritually, by this.
Well, you know, gosh, I've thought about this, and I'm not a woman, so I can't go in that direction emotionally, but how could anyone have in their mind the fact that they killed their child, had it murdered, or flushed down a commode, like you said? How would you live with that? Unless your conscience is totally seared, how would that not bother you? How would you handle that thought in your mind every day? What you saw going down the commode, or what you saw coming apart in the murder room, we call a surgery room. How would you get rid of that? How would you dismiss that? See, this people that there are victims. The baby's a real victim, but mothers are victims also. Now I know through stupidity or callousness, they did it themselves. I realize that. But they're still victims of a money making scheme and a anti life group that wants this device for whatever reasons, mostly for money and to depopulation. But Katie, how would a woman handle that thought every day the rest of her life?
Well, it's certainly something that, and I'm sure maybe you've seen this, you know, with your ministry, that women and men really suffer and wrestle with. And so, you know, for those of us who are people of faith, like, we've got to really speak the truth so that women and men avoid this. But, you know, for those who are hurting, we've really got to wrap our arms around them and help them heal so that then they will be healed themselves. But then also they'll share their stories and tell others, don't do that.
That's it. I mean, their testimonies could be a huge game changer. Because they did it. And if they get the word out in front of people. See, that's another thing, too. The mainstream media normally won't let someone like that get on the evening news. You don't see that on ABC, CBS, NBC. You don't see that on there. You don't hear the results of this crime being committed and what does to the people who do it. You don't hear that. You don't hear about murdered babies found in trash dumps. You don't hear this either. Now, we hear about the Animal Protection Agency, and I love animals, and it breaks my heart to see any animal suffer. But it makes me angry when we see those commercials about saving animals, but they don't see any commercials about saving babies. That bothers me. You ever think about that?
Yeah. If you've been to the March for Life, you've probably seen there's a group that carries signs, and they've got animals on them, endangered species, you know, polar bears, pandas, cute baby animals, and it says, save the baby human. And I think exactly what you just said, it really, you know, puts it in stark relief what we're doing here when we've got environmental protection laws that are more protective of the Florida panthers or the alligators here where I live than human beings.
That's very true. You know, Christ told the Pharisees and Sadducees and all the hypocrites today, you strain a gnat and swallow a camel. In other words, you strain at something like saving a dog's life, but you swallow the news of a baby being slaughtered in the womb. I mean, you strain to something that I wouldn't say is insignificant, but compared to human life, it's very insignificant. And that's what Christ said to these people. I mean, I don't understand how people's conscience could be so seared against this. I truly don't. So we know that. Explain to us which court ruled in our favor and how it works.
So a group of pro-life doctors filed a lawsuit against the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. So this is the federal agency that nationally their job is to make sure that drugs being sold on the market are safe and effective. So they are not going to hurt people, and they work. And we could probably talk all day about the times that they have failed in doing that recently. Our public health institutions have not been doing a great job. And this, unfortunately, is one of those places where when Bill Clinton was the president, he came in at the very beginning of his first term and said, I'm going to bring these abortion drugs to market in the United States. They were available in Europe. They were not available in the U.S. And he said, this is my top priority for public health. And got them on the market right at the end of his second term on his way out the door, got these pills on the market. But at that time, they had to come from a doctor. A woman had to have 3 in-person doctor's visits. So there were lots of opportunities for her to change her mind. Lots of opportunities for her to get more information that could help her understand the seriousness of this. So while it was not a good system and it was always lethal for these babies, I want to underscore that, there was a lot more oversight than what we've got now. And even at that time, these doctors said, I'm seeing my patients come in hurt. I'm seeing my patients in the ER, and I'm, you know, this is not good. So they got together, they filed a lawsuit last year, and they said the FDA, when it's made these rules, including when, because they use COVID as an excuse, they stopped requiring in-person medical visits. They said, you can send these pills in the mail. You can send them anywhere. We don't care what the state laws are. And that is the official Biden administration policy. So these doctors filed a lawsuit responding to that, saying this is totally crazy, it's dangerous. And the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, agreed. And they said, these doctors are probably right. The FDA, the federal government, probably broke the law because they did not do their due diligence. They did not prove that their policies, especially the policy of sending drugs through the mail, is safe. And so that policy needs to be rolled back. We need to undo that. The FDA is free to do research and demonstrate its safety, which, you know, from my perspective, if they had that research, they would show it to us. They don't. Mm-hmm. They can't prove this is safe. And, you know, in particular, the emotional part of it, the likelihood of abusers or sex traffickers getting a hold of these drugs when there is no in-person doctor's appointment. We already know sex traffickers take their victims to Planned Parenthood. That is well documented.
That's an important point. I don't want you to forget you, lose your thought. But say that again.
Sure.
Where do sex traffickers take their victims? Where do they take
Planned
them?
Parenthood.
Planned they, Parenthood.
There was a study that showed about 10 years ago that the most common place a sex trafficking victim went for health care was the emergency room. And the second most common was Planned Parenthood.
That is something else. And we pay you that for that with our tax dollars. That is something else. And that's not brought out on mainstream media either. I mean, I've read that in the past, but it wasn't on any mainstream media. So, gosh, where do you go from here? I mean, so the court ruled in our favor, so to speak, but the pills are still being sold, right?
Right. So the Fifth Circuit Court said we got to go back to the original rules. So the doctors were arguing to pull them off the market completely, and we're going to keep making that argument. But the court said we've got some questions about that. There are some questions about the timing of filing the lawsuit. But what we do know is we can go back before the Obama administration changed the rules in 2016, before the Biden administration changed the rules in 21, and we'll go back to 2000 when it's got to be a doctor, who's actually an obstetrician gynecologist. One of the changes under the Obama administration was it no longer had to be a doctor with a specialty in women's health. So there was sort of infamously an abortionist who was a podiatrist, a foot doctor, who was trying to get into a hospital to operate on women. Like, that is the state of the abortion industry.
A podiatrist was going to operate on, a podiatrist is going to go operate on women.
Yeah, so when the hospital said, absolutely not in our hospital, he filed a lawsuit.
And what happened to the lawsuit?
They won. They got the admitting privileges in the hospital law struck down under Roe v. Wade.
Oh my God.
So that was not a win for us. Now that Roe is overturned, I think that the state of Louisiana would win that one. But in that case, the abortion doctor won. He's not an abortion doctor. He's a foot doctor.
that's absolutely amazing. That's absolutely absurd, insane, and whatever word I can think of. But since Roe v. Wade was overturned on the federal level, it's been put back on the state level. Have we gained a lot of ground in states? I know in our state, in West Virginia, we have some. How is it nationwide?
Well, we've got 25 states, so 50% of the country has passed a law that would protect unborn children at 15 weeks when the evidence shows they feel pain or earlier. So the majority of those states are life of conception, full protection. A few are at heartbeat, a few are at 12 weeks, and then a few are at 15 weeks. But half the country in just 1 year has done that. So if you hear in the mainstream media, nobody's pro-life, nobody wants this, that is the message they are hoping that you hear and believe. That is not accurate. In 1 year, we've had half the country pass a law that is significantly better than what we had before, even though, you know, for us, we will not be done until we can, you know, make abortion unthinkable and have no abortion.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, it again, it's hard to get what you're saying tonight on mainstream news because they don't want to talk about it. Obviously, they don't want to talk about it. They say what you said. They people are not pro-life and that they lie. Well, mainstream media lies. That's if they're moving them out, they're lying to you normally. So your way to get through, of course, is alternative media, like a program like this, where Christian media will accept what you're saying and try to get out to the people. So the courts more or less upheld it. It's now going to the Supreme Court. What's that mean, you're going to the Supreme Court? Well, I mean, what's going to happen?
So the Biden administration said they plan to appeal to the Supreme Court. They have not filed their brief yet, so we don't know what their arguments are going to be. But if the Supreme Court accepts the case and decides to hear it, then they'll have arguments and they'll make a decision sometime next year. If they decline to hear it, then the Fifth Circuit order would take effect. So we go back to those original 2000 rules. It would significantly drop the number of abortions used by these pills, and overall, one study suggests it would drop the number by around 140,000. It could prevent as many as 140,000 abortions. So that would be, you know, a great step, even if it's not the final victory that we're looking for. And then the case would continue. So right now we're arguing over what the policy is going to be during the case. We haven't even gotten to, you know, the traditional parts of a trial. So once they've kind of fought this out about what the policy will be, then the trial will really begin. And that's when a lot of these doctors will get to take the stand and talk about what they're seeing with their patients. And I know Dr. Scott, who you had on your program before,
right.
She's in the hospital. She's treating patients. She may have told you some of those stories.
She did.
But she's seeing women who are, you know, in distress months later.
Hang on
to the
break,
please. And were told by the person who sold them the pills, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't go to the ER.
Yeah, you're tough luck on this. Hang on to the break, please, Katie. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls. If you have any questions, comments on this important issue, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. You heard the commercial just then from Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. And I do tell you this, if you're listening right now on shortwave on 6115, Melody Seastrom pays for that out for us. She does. We so much appreciate that. Let her know you appreciate it if you like. Call her toll free at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Don't forget this program is rebroadcast at 11 o'clock Eastern on 3215 shortwave, okay? And by the way, if you're out there listening tonight and you've had an experience, perhaps, of having a procedure done where your child was taken, if you want to share your testimony, we'd love to hear it. Now, I'm sure it's painful. I'm sure it is. But you might help somebody else make the right decision. Because you're talking to thousands of people tonight. I don't know where they are over the world. Some are listening now. Some are listening to the rebroadcast. But if you're out there tonight and you have a testimony you want to share about something that you went through, or know someone who did and they share with you, please feel free to call us at 844-769-2944. And folks, I know this is not pleasant to talk about. There's nothing much less pleasant than the harm of a child. I'm looking right now at a picture on my phone saver. I don't know. It's a picture of my great grandson after he got his first haircut, getting out of the barber chair. He'll be 2 years old in October. And to say he's precious is to me is like saying the ocean's a big puddle of water. And his mom is expecting another one sometime soon. We'll find out this Saturday what this is going to be, a boy or girl. But this is why I'm on the air. This is why Katie does what she does. We care for people and all children, unborn and born alike. But we also care for the ones who have been hurt by this damnable lie and doctrine of you can murder your baby and it's legal and it's okay. It's not a baby. It's a glob of tissue. It's a fetus. So let's not use the words to describe what it is. If you've been through this, or know somebody has been, you want to share a story. If somebody maybe used this so-called murder pill, let us know what's going on because we want you to share so you can help other people understand just how important this issue is. And Katie, I didn't mean to start talking so long, but this is heavy on my heart because I know for a fact that all the listeners we have around the country, whether it's an hour or later another broadcast, there's somebody out there who's been through this, murdering maybe taking a child's life, and it's eating them alive inside. I just want to tell them that there is a cure for that. Salvation in Jesus Christ by His grace and through His blood is a cure. That it may not take away all the pain or the regret, but it'll give you the strength and the grace to live with it. And it probably will ask you to share your testimony so others won't go through the same thing. And tonight's your chance to start. Go ahead, Katie. What else you want to tell us?
Well, as you were talking about your great-grandson, I was thinking about my nephew who will be 2 in a couple weeks. And when my brother called me after their first ultrasound, he said, the baby looks like a baby. And it's like, yeah, that's well, what duh. He is. You know, it's like the truth stares you in the face when you look at that screen. Even, you know, when William was 8 weeks old in his mama's belly, he still looked like a baby because that's what he was. So as you were talking about your family, that came across my mind. Just how funny it was for
daddy
for him as a new dad to see that. And we know that's, you know, one of the things we hear from pregnancy centers and from pro-life obstetricians all the time is that it is a revelation when people see moms and dads see that ultrasound. They know the truth in their heart. And that's why the abortion industry and pro-abortion politicians spend so much time and money trying to lie about the truth that the baby is a baby.
Well, you know, and I know this is going back a long ways for me, and I share this because this we're talking about babies. Many, many years ago, my oldest son will be 49 this month. But I can remember when he and his next brother down is 47, and my youngest is 45, all 3 boys. I have 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren, but nonetheless, I remember laying in bed at night, and they would kick me in the back when Marsha crept to my back and my back and kick me and wake me up. I mean, kick me that hard, and I'm thinking, how would I doubt that's a living individual in there? I mean, it was such a – I know this sounds really silly to a lot of people, but the thrill I got feeling my child move in my wife's womb, I can't describe it. And the first time you hold him in your arms, tiny little – wrinkled up, 7-8 pound little, I don't know what you call them, just a perfect little body in your arms. How could you ever think about harming any child at any time? This is what's on my mind when I talk about these murder pills. That a child in somebody's womb, a living separate entity, a child, when the sperm and egg meet, they become an individual. All their future, the way they look, how much they're going to weigh, everything's already in that creation. And by the way, science has proven, folks, that when those egg and sperm meet, there's a flash of light in that womb. Life begins. How would you even consider, for any reason, the taking of that child's life? I don't care if you've been raped, that's a terrible thing to say. I do care. But that child is not the fault. It's not its fault that you went through this. So don't take the life of the child. Give it a chance to be born and blossom. Give it a chance to live, and who knows what he may or she may bring forth one day in a way of benefit to mankind. Who knows? But this murder people are talking about is going before the Supreme Court. And do you have any idea when the briefs will be filed, when they get this thing kicked off?
So they're due in the next couple weeks. They could be filed as early as tomorrow, and then the court will come back into session later this month, and then they will decide what to do with the case. So for us, there's a lot of waiting,
yeah.
And And that's why, you know, we're so focused on getting the word out, talking to people. I'm so glad you're sharing this with your audience today. Every parent in America needs to understand that regardless of the laws in your state, there is an industry that wants to send these drugs into your home without you even knowing. That is their goal. They've been really clear about it. Their lawyer went into court just a few months ago and said the official position of the Biden administration is you don't even need a video visit. You can just do an intake form through email, fill out some questions, give the right answers, and they'll send these drugs to a man. They'll send them to a woman who's not pregnant. They'll send them to a child without her parents knowing. And so it's just, it's completely different than the brick and mortar kind of like, you know, business with a bad reputation on the edge of town that we're familiar with thinking about the abortion industry. This is new and different. They're advertising on Reddit, on Instagram, wherever kids are going, they're going there too. And so we're going to do everything we can with this lawsuit, but we also need everybody to understand the threat, to talk to their kids about it, to talk to their neighbors, their, you know, their friends at church, their friends at, you know, wherever you go. Like, people really need to understand just how harmful this is, you know, lethal for that baby, but also very harmful for mom.
Well, now, you said children can get them, too. When you say children, how old are you talking about normally? I know they have to be old enough to get pregnant, obviously, but what are you talking about?
There is no lower limit for the administration's policy.
Really?
So many states have, almost all the states actually, even very blue states, have a requirement at least that mom and dad are told. But many, the majority of states have a requirement that mom and dad give consent. So they have to be involved. And, you know, our hope would be that mom and dad say, that's our green child. You are our child. We will help you. We'll support you. We'll love you. Abortion is not right in this situation. Like, we hope that that's the case, right?
Yeah, sure.
And nobody cares more about their child than a mother and a father. So the idea that
hopefully somebody at school
or, well, yeah, but somebody at the abortion clinic who makes money if she lays down on the table and doesn't make money if she gets up and walks away certainly does not have your child's objective best interests in mind. And now they're online. And so if a kid can get access to a credit card, a kid can buy pills. And so that's what we're up against, and that's what we are working really hard to oppose in the law, but also in the culture, so that people reject this and say, I don't want it. That's not health care, and it's definitely not for me.
You know, it is hard to believe that any court would even begin to uphold something like this, and it truly is. I know it happens, but it's just hard for me to fathom that any court, anyone with any shred of decency would even consider this being something that they would want to make available to other people. I mean, I just can't imagine that. I truly can't. But have you seen examples where parents have okayed for the children?
So there was a case a few years ago in Ohio where they actually have a parental consent law in Ohio. They require mom and dad to give their consent before a teenager can have an abortion. This abortion clinic, it was a Planned Parenthood, called on the phone. A teenager came in, 14 or 15-year-old girl. She was being abused by her soccer coach. He impregnated her. He sent her to Planned Parenthood. She gave them a phone number, said, here, call my dad. It was the phone number of the coach. The coach gave consent, saying he was the dad.
Oh, my.
Mom and dad found out later. They filed a lawsuit. This guy went to jail, which is exactly where he should be. But had mom and dad not found out, you know, then this guy stays on the streets, potentially and probably molesting other girls, continuing to harm their daughter. Like, I mean, that is the kind of situation that we're looking at, and these are horrible stories. And now with these pills online, he could order the pills online and just give them to her, and nobody would know unless she got horribly sick and was bleeding or had an infection and went to mom and dad and had to say, I need to go to the emergency room.
So this man got the pills and give them to the girl?
So in the Ohio case, she went and got them, and he, over the phone, gave the consent. He pretended to be her dad.
But there are lots of cases of
men getting these drugs online. And a few years ago, a New York Times reporter, who's a man, used his own name to buy pills online and wrote a whole story about it and said, isn't this handy? And it's like, this is proof of how easy it would be for an abuser to do exactly what you're doing right now.
That is absolutely detestable. Let's take a phone call from Arizona. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. And, you know, I'm not very good with your guest. What's her name again,
Katie.
Please?
Katie.
Pardon? Katie?
Katie, right.
Katie. Hi, Katie. I'm so glad I tuned in tonight and I got to hear your voice. I've been a pro-life fellow for a long, long time, and I take it to the streets, and I show people what abortion truly is, you know, the killing of a little bitty pre-born baby. And I also go to churches, and the ones who have pastors that will let me speak, and I will explain to them, you know, that this little bitty baby, as you were talking about earlier, about the flash of light that goes forth when the sperm hits the egg, and life begins right there. So that's a little bitty baby right there in the earliest stages of development. Okay. The DNA is their own DNA is there, their own gender is there. And I explained to them how, you know, the blood cells there, they start dividing. And scripture very clearly says that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
That's true.
So that is a baby in the earliest stages of development right there. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do is go to these congregations and explain that to them. A lot of them say that they're pro-life, but they do very little to help. So I try to motivate them to do that. And sometimes I just, you know, I say just little things that, you know, this is a little bitty baby. And it is baby. And there's no other word for it. It is a little child. It's we got to use biblical language. You know, the seed, the fruit of thy womb, a baby, the babe, so on and so forth. And so we got to take the language back. Would you agree to that?
Amen.
Yeah, and I love that you are, yes, I love that you're traveling and talking to people, and I think you're probably planting seeds, some of which you will never see bloom, but I appreciate you doing that.
And I just try to tell them, you know, in plain, simple language, you know, that this little bitty baby is made in the image of God. And when it's a war against God, and I put up a sign that says that, stop the war on the preborn, it is a war against God because that little child is in God's image and God's likeness. And just not too, a couple months ago, I stood in front of a congregation and talked about those two abortion pills. You know, how one of the pills dislodges the baby and the other one flushes it from the girl's system, you know, and it goes right down the toilet, right into the sewers. Now, that's a little bitty child. And as you talked about, you know, in the later stages of development, they have a nervous system that's completely there. And when they pull those little arms off and those little legs off and crush that little head, God hears those little silent screams.
Absolutely.
And I know I get sentimental when I talk about this, but I can't help it. And I thank you both so very, very much for what you do.
Well, thank you, God, Gary. Bless
you both and keep you.
Thank you for what you do, my brother.
I'll get off and let somebody else get on, Butch.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gary. What a sweet call. And this gentleman, Katie, had been out on the streets for many years. He and his wife are no longer young people, but they're out there every day. out every weekend trying to get across the point that they're slaughtering children. And for many, many years, the church wouldn't even hardly talk to him. Now he's getting a little bit of results. But for many years, they wouldn't even talk to him and lay him on the premises, so to speak. So this man has courage. But he has persistence and faith in God, and he keeps on going. You know, you said something the other week, what we don't think about a lot of times. We may change somebody's life and never know it on this earth. We won't know it until the day we're out of this earth and within the presence of our Savior. Then we'll get to maybe see the fruit of the effort that we put out. But, you know, Katie, it's not up to us really to look for the harvest or even give the increase. God gives the increase. All we do is plant the seed and water it. God gives the increase. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Prayer is a huge, you know, we're a secular organization, but prayer is a huge part of our lives. And Marjorie, actually, my boss, was on a prayer call. She was in a prayer meeting when the Dobbs decision came down. And so her phone was blowing up. People were going crazy. I don't know if you remember when it was leaked. It was like 10 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Absolutely.
So she's on a prayer call. Her phone's blowing up because this decision's out. And she's like, excuse me, I'm praying. Like, everybody leave me alone.
You know,
she did finish her prayer before she read it.
Amen. Well, amen. And that leak made a lot of people angry, did it not? I mean, they didn't like it. They didn't like it at all.
You know, the devil roars the loudest when he's punched in the nose. And certainly we saw the violence against pregnancy centers. We're seeing this injustice with the pro-life sidewalk advocates being arrested. Well, nobody's arrested for these violent, vicious attacks on the pregnancy centers.
That's true. That's true.
You know, that is where hearts and minds are changed. That is where, you know, women see that ultrasound that they're not getting anymore from the abortion industry, because they know when you see the baby that all the lies just wash away. You can see the truth on that ultrasound. And so they've stopped doing them. So the attacks went to the places that, if you are, quote, pro-choice, you should be in support of, because they're offering women choices. But because they are not pro-abortion centers, they are a threat, because they offer women a different choice, a better choice, and that's to save the life of her baby and parent, or choose adoption.
Well, that word pro-choice is truly not what they really mean. As long as you choose what they want, you're pro-choice. If you choose opposite, then it's not your choice. So this is just another hypocritical way of saying something that isn't true. We're down by the last few minutes here. I want you to tell folks how can they contact him from your organization, and what can do to help.
You can find us at sbaprolife.org, and we've got a great website our researchers put together called abortiondrugfacts.com. So if you want to learn more about this case, about this issue, there's polling that shows the majority of Americans are with us. They don't want these pills sent through the mail. So even if you just feel a little bit alone, you can listen to this show and be reminded that there are many people who agree, or you can look at that information. But you know what? Pray about this. Talk to your elected officials about it. Talk to your friends and neighbors about it. Make sure they understand that this is dangerous. It's not health care. It's bad for women. It is lethal. It is deadly for these babies. And it's really, really causing so much harm in our society. So we want to use the Dobbs decision to cast a positive pro-life vision for the future of our country.
And if people want to contact you, folks, they do it on the website also?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a phone number they can call to do it if they don't have a computer?
It should be listed on our – I should have it memorized. It's definitely listed on our website. We're also on Facebook and other social media, and you could contact us there too.
A lot of folks listening to this program do not have computers. That's why I was asking about a phone number. Don't have computers. But, Katie, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I know you're a busy, busy lady. And I appreciate you out doing what you're doing. If you're ever in West Virginia, you give me a call. We'll get together and get a cup of coffee.
Thank you. I'd love that.
And we'll do that. If you just give me a holler anytime you're up this way. Love to talk to you and bring my boss along. We're married 252 years, so meet her. So anyway, but yeah, please let me know. I mean that seriously. I'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and thank you for what you're doing face to face. And may God bless you and everyone working with you. I hope that by the grace of God, there'll be an intervention by divine power to see that this pill goes away for good. And even a better intervention when the masses in America turn against it and don't even want to think about it. That would be a miracle in itself, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I will be praying for that tonight.
Well, Katie, God bless you, sweetheart. If you need me, you know where I am, and keep in touch, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for being there. Folks, I don't know what else to say. We're down the last couple minutes here, but I just want to tell you that by the grace of God, will be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. And I want y'all to, if you don't mind me asking, prayer that for the ministry. If you don't, not for me, not for finances, although we sure could use those. But we're moving in a direction that's all brand new to me. Going to be put up live on air where you can see us as I do the program and you can see different things. And I don't know where this is going. I have no idea what to be done. Phil Hudock, our producer, and Barry Scott, our webmaster, are doing all this. They're getting all the equipment. They know what they're doing. I have no idea. They're talking about keys. I have to type in to get on the air at night. I have no idea about this. I truly, really don't. So if it be our Father's will we do this, please pray that I have enough intelligence to accept this and get it done, okay? And if you can help us keep the bills paid and keep it going, we'd appreciate that. But, folks, I want to thank you all for being there with us another night, another week, and good gosh, in the fall already. I pray this program is a blessing to you and maybe by the grace of God, helping you in some way and glorifying our Father in heaven. To say that we're running out of time has to be an understatement. There's so many things going on, folks, in America and around the world, but I live in America. I know World War III probably has already started. I'm not saying it's scary. I'm just telling you what I believe is happening from people in Ukraine, high officials are saying World War III has already started. I believe it truly has. I believe our economy is going to take a hit that you're not going to believe in the next few months. I'm not setting dates. I don't do that. But according to Scripture and what I teach and preach, I know it's imminent. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. All I can say is, God, turn and do what you can for the glory of God while you can. The time for me to be on the radio could come to an end. Not because the funds are running out, because one day maybe against the law in this country, folks. Christians, because of our indifference and apathy and ignorance, are going to pay a hell of a price if we stand in the very near future. This is prophesied also. And America is prophesied in Revelation 18, the last an hour when the end comes. Prepare yourself spiritually, please, mentally and physically also. But we're heading into some hard times. Give me a call tomorrow and I'll talk to you. At 304-846-4448. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.